This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with me, but he's actually here with me, but he's not here with me, if you know what I mean. He's not here in the studio. I happen to be in the studio of WRHU at Hofstra University. I love how clever these call letters are, Jay. Jay Kirshner is with me from the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Radio Hofstra University. I had my teeth were cut at WHCR, Heidelberg College Radio. Clever we were then to our colleges, right? Just see, that's how you get started.
Yeah, got started somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Where did you start? I don't think I know that about you. Where the first job was, I don't think you.
When my you school, my work. I actually went to film school. So I studied film and television, a big emphasis on acting, but my broadcast career started with Take Your Daughter to Work Days when it was unofficially Put Your Daughter to Work Days. I opened CDs that would come into my parents' office because they're broadcasters. I interned in high school for a morning show. So I learned what it was like to wake up at dark 30, back when I was still a teenager.
Well, people have asked me most of the time on the radio. I've been on the radio for a long time, and most of it has been in morning radio because I don't know why it was because. Maybe it was because I'm a farm kid, and I've been used to waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning all my life, so it's no big deal to get up at 4 o'clock and do a radio program or to go milk some cows. To make any difference, we're still getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I hear people all the time who do morning radio who say, I'm not really a morning person, they make it work because they got to have a job it usually is the best paying slot on the radio. But you've got to kind of be up for it no matter what you do and what time of day. You need to be well suited for it, and you are well suited for this. So I'm happy to have you with me on the Good Day program and here as we blend in.
I appreciate being here.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. I would hope that's the case. Anyway, the story list and the people is usually Michael Harrison takes to the microphone and goes through that list, but because he's busy organizing his event at Hofstra, it's to us to go up to us to go through the stories and the people. If you would like to go through the stories and I'll do the people, or I'll do the stories, you can do the people, whichever you would like, Miss.
Yeah, I'll do the stories. Start at 10 or start at 1?
I'm going to start at 10.
Start at 10.
Count them down.
Extreme weather at number 10. You have Elon Musk and Twitter at number 9. Immigration, border security at number 8. Number 7 is COVID-19. Number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war. Kavanaugh incident at number 5, gun violence legislation at number 4. Number 3 is the January 6th hearings. Number 2 is the economy. And number 1, primaries, Trump and the GOP.
All right. People list, Elon Musk is at 10, Putin is at 9, Professor Kavanaugh, in a manner of speaking, I call him professor. I'd like to think all the members of the Supreme Court are experts. They're good teachers. They're learned, etc. So that's why I call him professor. Mitch McConnell is 7. Mike Pence is 6. Liz Cheney, 5. Janet Yellen, 4. Chesa Boudin is 3. Trump is 2. And Biden is 1. So I want to take the Mitch McConnell and Mike Pence combo here, 6 and 7, and apply those two names and their stories to the January 6th hearings that are going on. And if you give me a minute to organize my thoughts, because I just thought of pairing them all together, we'll get to it right after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
All right, 15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Without Michael Harrison this week, he'll be back next week. Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program has joined me. And I wanted to connect the story of Mike Pence and Mitch McConnell to the January 6th hearings. If you have been watching or listening or are involved in the House committee that's investigating the Capitol riot, they've had their first public hearings this week. They have been quite enlightening. Maybe they've been, some people are going to say that they're too one-sided, they're too anti-Trump, but really the point of having them is to figure out how Trump played into all of this. The evidence has 1,000 interviews, all kinds of photos. You saw some of them if you watched the committee. This is all over prime time on Thursday night. Never before seen video and audio. A lot of eyewitness testimony. The police officer, for example, was there. The documentary filmmaker who recorded all the events. Accounts from former President Trump's aides, family members. 6 more hearings are scheduled over the next couple of months, focusing on a different aspect of the riot. So what comes out of this? McConnell has a lot to say. People are asking about leadership, both the House and the Senate. Excuse me, why weren't there orders, or why weren't they giving orders to have members of the House and the Senate protected?
And knowing how many people were going to be out there, because it was known that this was going to be a big turnout. So right. Why wasn't there already more security?
They'd known it for weeks. Trump had been whipping them up into a frenzy for weeks. And even the day of, this is going to be an exciting event, you know, that kind of stuff, which does seem kind of irresponsible when you get right down to it. But, you know, there are those people who say it's necessary. We've got to have a revolution. We've got to get rid of the bad guys. And the bad guys are always Democrats, and the good guys are always Republicans. And in reality, that's
and
not the case.
And vice versa.
As we all know. Right. So anyway, Trump is seen in the hearing video as the vote was being taken on January. The reason it was January 6th is because that was certification day. That was the day the House and the Senate certified that Biden won the election and would be the next president. And so it was a close vote, and Trump was chiding Pence into getting him to vote to make it, you know, to send it back to the states to have a recount. And Pence didn't vote that way. And so that was the end of whatever relationship Trump had with Pence was over that day. And you can see it. You knew it after the fact. Mm-hmm. You've seen it since then. And so
that bridge was burned.
Yep, right. But, you know, Pence became very outspoken. He was never much outspoken. And you know what? In reality, again, going back to who makes you make your bed and you lie in it, Pence was, and I remember saying this any number of times, he was what I described as a lackey for Trump. It was always mm-hmm. about, whenever he spoke, it was always about Trump, 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 Trump. The president wants this, the president is that. And it was clear that he was speaking to the boss or about the boss, and he took no credit for anything. He was a team player, in other words. And as a thank you, he gets sort of thumped by Trump because he didn't do what Trump wanted him to do because he knew it wasn't right. Say what you will about, you know, some of the partisanship. The partisanship mm-hmm. seemingly has gone out the window here for the most part. With McConnell, he was all over this. You know, he said any number of times, the new president is Biden. He won fair and square. And, you know, although there's never been any love lost between McConnell and Trump because of the things that Trump has said about, you know, when you say and act the way Trump does, you don't have a lot of friends. And he sure doesn't. And it's kind of showing up now. I think if there was ever, looking at the reality.
Yeah, fans, but not friends.
Yeah. Very good. I like that. Fans, but not friends. People who think they went there on January 6th to protect the Constitution. How did they know? All they were doing was listening to Trump say, I was robbed of the election. They didn't have any facts. They didn't really know. They had things that they heard, the rumors through social media. But they didn't have any real facts. I must say, what little involvement we had in it, this was, I think this was before you were with me, wasn't it, Jay? Were you with me when that took place, or you hadn't?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't here yet. But it's been talked about so much. We're over 500 days past when it actually happened, and it still almost seems like yesterday because it has been in such focus.
Mm-hmm. Well, Trump thinks that he's using this all the notoriety coming from this to launch his next campaign. I think that if anything, this is going to hurt whatever chances he might have had or may have had, other than those who are the loyalists to the nth degree who want to see him president or dictator for life or whatever. If he ever had a chance after this, he doesn't, for being involved in elective politics anymore. At least I don't think he does. I can't imagine people. You know, I've never been a big fan of Liz Cheney's father. I thought he was sort of cut. He had a little more savoir faire than Trump had, but he was a manipulator to the nth degree. Between him and Donald Rumsfeld, man, they were two of the biggest problems the country's ever had. But I think Liz Cheney has been pretty responsible, obviously. It'd be interesting to see what happens with her in her reelection bid.
All right, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so we'll continue along here, take some of these other items of interest. With regard to weather and climate change, Japan is doing something that I want to talk about with all of you, all of us, as we continue here.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a little different venue this week because we're at the studios of the radio station at Hofstra University on Long Island, one of the great schools. Emerson, I was thinking about Emerson and how people have gone there and said that was a great school, and it is. I've actually never been into the radio studio there, but I've been invited here a number of times, so in my mind, this is a better place than the other place because I was invited here. And they have great facilities, so those of you who are parents who have children that are interested in radio, television, film, theater, that sort of thing, this is a great place to examine. Check it out. Hofstra. I love the, how you spell it? H-O-F-S-T-R-A. Unusual name. Good school. Okay.
Sounds great.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, pretty much every week we have something about weather or climate change, that sort of thing. So listen to this, Jay. The Japanese this weekend are going to drop a gargantuan turbine into the Pacific Ocean so that they can harness what they describe as limitless energy. This has the potential for putting water power back into front and center. And this is something that I've never understood. We have, where I am in New England, almost every old town has a mill next to a river. And the reason they built the mills next to the river is because they could get all the power they needed from the water without having to pay for it. They'd install their own turbines, if you will. The turbines are what the Sikhs wear. The turbine would generate the electricity that was needed for the mill. And so now, and then from that, there were places like the Hoover Dam that was built with these huge turbines. The water was going through the dam, running the turbines to generate the electricity needed for that area, which included Las Vegas. So what's happened to that? Why have all these turbines been shut down? There were many of them all around the country generating a lot of our power, and they're gone. Where are they? Why are they being used? So, you know, when you look at harnessing the water, these turbines are going to go into the way down deep near the Earth's crust. The electrical energy because the water's warmer down there, it'll sort of create what steam turbines do. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that I understand the whole thing, but what I can tell you is that it is a brilliant way to get focus back again on water power. And so, you know, you have that. I brought up, I think, on the food, farm, and family portion of our Doug Stephan Good Day program, Jay, I brought up the fact that the powers that be in California are trying to shut down some of the water flow to farmers so they can kill, in essence, that's the biggest industry they have in California is food, farming.
Yeah.
And so the farmers need to have water, and so the state says, oh, well, we're going to take some of your water away, so, thus ruining that business, and instead of taking the common sense approach, which whenever they're asked, there's never an answer from a politician or a bureaucrat when asked about two things in California. Arizona and New Mexico have water capturing facilities. What do they call them? Cisterns or something like that? I forget what the thing is called, but I think it's a cistern. It's a big concrete tub, if you will. You collect the water when it rains, and you use it for the obvious reasons. Same thing with desalinization. You know, even the environmentalists don't have a real problem with desalination. So what are you doing?
Hold up.
Yeah, exactly. You got oil drilling wells all up and down the coast of California. So why not purify some of the water? What a bunch of dummies. Okay, it's the 28th past the hour on the countdown.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I don't think we're going to have a recession. I know people are very upset, and rightly so, about inflation, but there's nothing to suggest that inflation that a recession's in the works.
Bank of America is exposing Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, and she may be wrong again. B of A issued a warning that inflation is in a technical recession. That's a quote from Michael Hartnick. He's the bank's chief investment strategist. A group of bipartisan senators have reached a gun safety framework, which includes enhanced background checks for those under 21, funding for mental health, and school safety and state grants for red flag laws. This is an agreement on principle and not legislative text, which comes next. U.S. annual inflation rose to 8.6% in May, the highest in 40 years. USA Radio News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
An Astra rocket failed to deliver two weather satellites on Sunday. It failed to reach orbit. NASA is calling it a total loss. The January 6th made-for-TV show might have exposed the Senate Majority Leader by using President Trump's peacefully and patriotically protest at the Capitol on January 6th in an attempt to tie it to incitement. This, as Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer directly called for attacks on conservative Supreme Court justices. Quote, you won't even know what hit you, end quote. Days later, a man is arrested and charged with attempted murder of Justice Kavanaugh. Constitutional lawyer Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax.
I have to tell you, if it does, then Chuck Schumer's in trouble, too, because, you know, he made a speech in front of the Supreme Court in which he basically targeted two justices of the Supreme Court and said, you won't even know what hit you. Now, he didn't intend for that to be an incitement. But certainly mentally disturbed people and others like the kid who was found in front of Kavanaugh's house could easily take that as a dog whistle. And sure. It's so interesting because the Democrats are saying that Trump engaged in the dog whistle when he said peacefully and patriotically, let your voices be heard. But Schumer did not.
Right.
And the other side, the exact opposite. So we have to have one rule for all people, regardless of party, race, gender, or ideology.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Okay, 34 after the hour, 26 before the new hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts listed at talkers.com and also at dougstephan.com. The week of June 6 to 10 is in the focus. People say, wait a minute, there's 5 days in the week. How come there's only four numbers? Duh. June 6th is 1, 7 is 2, 8 is 3. 9 is 4 and 10 is 5. How do you like that, Jay? I'm on top of it. Pretty good.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, I feel like we tend to go to math and it's like, wait a second, 10 minus 6 is 4, but it's like, no, we're not looking at a difference. Each number counts.
The fact that January 6th is the big deal, one of the things that came out of, and I don't know, isn't it funny? Because I've done this poo-pooing of this all along. You haven't listened. Well, you've listened to me a little bit on the DJ. We don't talk about this stuff much on the DJV. I mean, on the, we didn't on the DJV show, and we don't on Doug Stephan's Good Day. I don't like to get into a lot of politics because it usually goes no place, and it's not fun in the time of day that we're on, which is early morning and morning drive and mid-morning for the most part. Most of the stages, the carriers are in there, and people don't want to be hit over the head. They seem to like it later in the day when you listen to what's around.
Yeah.
But in the morning, nah, not so much.
Political talk is so, it's just something to be so passionate about. And
yeah.
opinions typically go one way or the other, and so if it's not, if something's said that's not shared with your own opinion, it can be difficult. And, yeah, it's just too much arguing anymore within the parties, across parties, politicians fight.
There's more to life than politics and government and stuff, as we find out. The list is, you know, has been much more varied over the years than it, the last year or two. It's been all about, you know, politics. And I think that came from the Trump era. And the things, the ramifications to our economy that have come out of that. And all right, so I want to get to a couple of things. I am going to go back to January 6th for a minute, and I think we ought to talk about what happened with Brett Kavanaugh this week. The members of this committee have described it as an attempted coup, that is, the January 6th attack. Now, when I hear that, I think of the intention of those words. And the intention, in my mind, of those words is to describe a takeover of the government, something that you would expect in Russia, in China, in some country in the Middle East or down in Africa. But I never, ever put those words together in association with my country. And so, you know, it's kind of scary.
You think that stuff doesn't happen here? Well, it's happening now.
No. I remember, you know, because you weren't alive, I remember when Richard Nixon was cast aside, was impeached and resigned, and Gerry Ford stepped in, and in his first speech, his first words were, "Congratulations to America. Ladies and gentlemen, our Constitution works." Those are his words. And I remember it like it was yesterday. The Constitution works, referring to the fact that Nixon resigned, and in a peaceful change of power, he, Gerry Ford, became the new president. And there wasn't much support for Nixon at all, mostly because what he had done was pretty scurrilous, and frankly, he wasn't a likable guy, so it was easy for people to cast him aside. You know, you get to the circumstances that exist today. Trump's not a likable guy either, but he actually, in many people's minds, including mine, accomplished a lot more, and whatever he's done to get in people's faces, he's been pretty upfront about it. There weren't too many secrets, like with Nixon. You know, the tape recordings and what he called Jews.
Oh, Watergate,
how he referred to black people. I mean, he wasn't a nice man.
It was not great. But the thing about Trump, too, he entered the seat as president a businessman. He didn't come in as a politician. And I think that the reason, a large reason why he was voted in the first place was because people were sick of politicians.
Yeah. And, you know, bearing fruit to that, the politicians that are running things now, Biden doesn't seem to be in control. Every time he speaks, somebody comes after him and cleans up whatever his words were. And he even said, I think in public a few weeks ago, I wish people would stop telling, you know, coming on after me and saying, this is what I meant. You know, he's the boss, so he should be telling them not to do it. He shouldn't be saying it publicly, like, I wish people wouldn't, I say what I am thinking, and that's it. The people shouldn't be coming around afterwards and saying, well, this is what the president really meant. The president meant what he said, like on this program or any other program. We say what we think and what we mean, and hopefully you do in your lives as well. What good is conversation? What good is listening if you're, you know, a lot of the stuff, though, may be reflective on social media, Jay, in that the things that appear in social media may not be what people really think. It's a, you know, way to stir things up. Anyway.
Oh, there are a lot of people. I actually have a friend who will, he's one of those people that will go and chime in on different conversations he sees happening, and he'll say things that he doesn't himself believe, but he just wants to stir the pot because then he wants to watch people freak out and everyone starts attacking each other, and he just reads the comments, and you have so many people like that, and it's not right. It's definitely not right because so many people believe what anyone says.
Right.
And
they don't think for themselves.
Heartbreaking.
And that's part of the problem with our school system.
Yeah.
Youngsters are not being taught how to think the mean talk, what to think. So anyway, we've got this partisan argument now going on. The stage has been set with the first hearing. The political discourse is, if you'll pardon the pun, riotous, if you will. Some of the Republican Party officials are talking about this as legitimate political discourse. Kevin McCarthy, who has been pretty out there, when somebody from the Republican Party said this wasn't good, he's trying to soften it. McCarthy, who has said on behalf of some of the Republicans, there are a lot of Republicans say it was a patriotic attempt to defend freedom, but it wasn't really. It was a mob. And there's no patriotism involved in being a mob.
Some of the people who I believe that there were a lot of people that went there to protest in a good manner. Without,
I'm all for protesting.
But it was the other ones that had to ruin it for everybody.
Right. You don't smash windows. You don't punch police. You don't threaten members of Congress. You don't put a noose out there and say you're going to hang the vice president if he doesn't vote the right way. Who does that? There's a lot of stuff.
Unwell people.
Yeah, right, exactly. Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, and who's after him? Who is after him, by the way? There's a lot of people who are upset, obviously, about Roe v. Wade, but is this deeper than that?
I don't know. It seems like a lot of this is from after that, the leak of a draft opinion showing the court poised to overturn Roe v. Wade, and with Mitch McConnell is even calling for Senate to pass a bill extending security to Supreme Court justices' families. Mm-hmm. He said that, this needs to happen. The Supreme Court justices, there needs to be more security. Security needs to be for the family. But, yeah, look at Kavanaugh, who had somebody who was making threats against him and then actually showed up to his house armed.
Yeah. And so are we going to have to pass legislation to protect everybody who's in government? Are we going to have to put a fence around all government buildings? Are we going to have to put a fence around your town hall? Are we going to have to put a fence around all the schools in the country? And if that's the case, then we are lost. We are, as a country, lost. 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 I think that's the only way you can look at this. All right, let's pause for a moment here as we continue to review some of the thoughts regarding the News Talk Radio world for this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
All right, a couple of more minutes here in our talk radio countdown show. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, the idea of the war and its position on the list at number six seems to be going up and down. There are a lot of dead cities, it would seem, Jay, now in eastern Ukraine that have just been ravaged by the Russians and their attacks. You look at... And when I say dead cities, I mean destroyed. There's no infrastructure left. The roads are destroyed. The buildings are all destroyed. There's no power. There's no water. There's no livable conditions. Every home, every business, everything has been destroyed.
It's gone.
Right. This weekend is the 350th anniversary of Peter the Great's birth. He was one of the great czars, emperor of Russia, in fact, and he was a big conqueror. So Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, compared himself to Peter the Great.
Of course he did.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
Was that way he was speaking with the young entrepreneurs in Moscow?
I think so.
He also was hinting at further invasions.
Yeah,
which, right. Of course, there's nothing to hint about. He's going to keep going until
nobody's stopping him. This is the vagaries of allowing nuclear power to have gotten where it is. The individual state has more value than the collective. Well, the United Nations, if it had any teeth, would have long ago taken away from everybody the power to build nuclear weaponry. Now it's out of the box. It's too much of it. Who knows in whose hands it rests? You don't trust Putin. I don't know that I trust some of our leaders with the switch, the button, whatever they want to call it.
And if he is, what purpose would that serve? Because there's just too much fallout.
The Earth will survive. Humanity. I mean, sort of reminds me of an old George Carlin bit. The Earth will survive nicely after we're gone. And so we keep doing this kind of stuff, and that's what's going to happen. All right, we've done our best to bring you up to date on the stories, some of the talk and the jargon on talk radio programs around the country. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner at 10 before the hour on the Countdown.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput. Both progressive as an extension.
extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave Marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review, an overview of what's going on. And with me, I'm Doug Steffen. With me is Jay Kirshner, who's the queen of social media. And every week we have on the Doug Steffen Good Day program lots of comments from social media. So we thought we'd go through the top 10 comments this week from social media as relayed to us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So what do we have? What's the comment that's at number 10? These are sort of random, I guess, anyway, Jay, right?
Yeah, a lot of thoughts on the Second Amendment and different mass shootings. Colleen Maxey Smith says, there's something terribly wrong with our people. Why are people killing our own people? I feel like there's something we're missing here. It's the quote-unquote why. Now all I'm trying to figure out is the safest and best country I should spend the rest of my life.
Uh-huh. All right, number two on the top 10 comments.
Oddball says, maybe stop reporting on it until all of the facts have been gathered. At this point, it just feels like it's fear-based for political reasons. The details seem to fade away after a couple of days or until there's something else to cause fear in the masses.
Yeah, well, that's something else to cause fear is there for sure. All right, number three, another comment.
Dave Evernham says, stop putting it all over social media, giving other quote-unquote nut jobs an idea. And to tie in with this one, Linda Sanchez says, I agree, people are copycats.
That's for sure. So that would be number three and number four. You have another item.
No, I agree.
Is that number three? All right, put it together. All right, keep going.
John Pericles says, there are more shootings. Crazies attract more crazies. Studies prove it. But drum roll, they wouldn't be able to do it without guns.
Mm-hmm. So he wants to take all the guns away, it sounds like. Anyway, take guns away from people. Okay. Let's have all the comments. The top 10 comments pretty much all are focused on gun violence and the situation, which, by the way, is number 4 this week on our countdown.
That was definitely the hottest topic this week. Some other comments are about the high school graduation speaker who had an anti-gay marriage speech, where Dan Meyer says, "It seems as though there is no rule for what is out of bounds for any entity, special interest, or venue anymore. Workplace, entertainment venues, schools, libraries, all seem to be inappropriately used to collect people to certain platforms."
That's freedom of speech, Jay. Didn't you know that? That's all freedom of speech. That's what people are hiding. But I want to tell you what I think. Okay. Well, we have a radio program based on that. There's a lot of radio based on that and television as well. So these people now have a platform through social media. All right. What's number 7 on the list?
Greg Donahoe says, "It's hard to say in this case regarding the commencement speaker. I don't think it was hateful. He's an alumnus of the school who stayed in the region, made a successful business, and serves on the board of an organization helping people with disabilities. These addresses are for the invited speaker to share what they feel has made them successful. It strikes me there is way too much attention on these comments. I doubt the media would care one iota about a school in a town with a population of 560 souls in central Ohio if it wasn't feeding some outrage machine. Doug lived in the region for a good chunk of his life, so I'd be interested in hearing his perspective on this," which we just got.
Yeah, beat you to the punch. All right, number 8 in terms of top 10 comments.
Krista Ann says, "Listening this morning on the mass shootings here in Ames, Iowa last week, a man went to church and killed 2 young women who attended Iowa State University and then turned the gun on himself. It's a senseless act and encourages people to keep praying."
It's cowardly. I think that's a better way. That's the way I'd put it anyway. All right, comment number 9 of the top 10.
Maria Heritage says that, this is regarding gas prices now, that she's tired of hearing everybody talk about how high the gas prices are and why they keep, or how they keep raising. She wants to know why it's happening and what anybody is doing to stop it.
Nobody's doing anything to stop it because we don't have any good leadership, and we have the energy companies gouging everybody. So you've got the Russian problem connected to a Middle Eastern problem, and now we have, it's like a perfect storm, frankly. All right, what's number 10? What's the last comment in the top 10?
At Deb One Keller tweeted us that she is tired of paying for gas when she's making minimum wage and the gas prices are more than that.
I know somebody who travels 20 miles in each direction, works on minimum wage, drives an old Ford pickup truck that gets about 7 miles to a gallon. I get it. I don't know how they do it either, frankly. And that's something to keep in mind, in my mind, when you go to the ballot box the next time. That's a very important component of our economic well-being. All right, Jay, good. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, top 10 comments this week from social media on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.